Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
This is the American Greed Podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacy Keach. In this episode of American Greed, a reality TV couple has a real-life come-down when they are accused of scamming thousands of unsuspecting victims.
The couple is accused of luring people with false promises.
They wanted to be a celebrity couple.
LaShonda and Marlon Moore say they want to help African-American communities build generational wealth.
They call it affinity fraud.
$33 million circulated.
They use religion.
We are two God-fearing individuals.
They know the buzzwords. Building black wealth. Blessings.
More people are going to continue to be blessed out.
The Moors use Zoom and other video platforms to sell their scheme and recruit members nationwide for their online investment community called Blessings in No Time, a.k.a. Bint.
What's up, Bint family?
What's up, Bint family?
They created this Blessings Circle under the guise of Blessings for Black People.
The Moors preach rapid Bint returns of biblical proportions and a money-back guarantee.
This is a very confusing and convoluted structure.
The FTC says Bint is an old-school fraud.
Greed is like the venom of a snake.
With a modern spin that the Moors hype as totally legit.
It's always and still will be.
Sheila, how you guys doing? Jasmine, Tanisha, Sarah, Nicole, John, Gloria, Leslie.
LaShonda and Marlon Moore are running a live online recruitment meeting, inviting new members into the investment community they call BINT, short for Blessings in No Time.
I thought that they were a young, nice couple just trying to help out the community.
New members are impressed by the Moors' cachet. As entertainers and media entrepreneurs, they seem to be models of fine living, success, and giving back to the community.
You're working progress just like me.
They was on the Owen show, and he was on 106 in Parkland.
The Moors promise a $1,400 investment into Bint will yield a quick return of more than $11,000. And at the height of the pandemic, Bint spreads almost as fast as the coronavirus itself.
My aunt called me from Texas, telling me about this group that's so fascinating.
But there's trouble ahead. Investors are having difficulty getting their money out. And the Moors put the blame on them.
Why is it taking so long? If I gotta be honest, it's because of y'all.
They're berating people. And that's when you know that it's starting to fall apart.
And LaShonda and Marlon may have to face the music.
He just knew how to play the perfect songs at the perfect time, and he would come alive on the mic.
Born in Shreveport, Louisiana, Marlon DeAndre Maiden later changes his last name to Moore and comes to fame in Dallas in the early 2010s as DJ ASAP. Marlon selects ASAP as a moniker for his self-adopted mantra, always serve a purpose, and lands a four-year run on the popular BET Music Countdown show, 106 and Park.
That put him on the map. His star, like, just skyrocketed.
Roderick Pullum buys his first camera around the same time Marlon picks up his turntables and says Marlon's DJ ASAP career takes off from a master mix of hustle and flow.
If the party's over, he was down on the corner passing out his mix CDs. And yeah, that's how he made it all the way to BET.
there was no like celebrity or like rock star of the whole game. So that's what I really wanted to try to focus on, that celebrity rock star type of DJ vibe.
A celebrity DJ is, you're one of those people that the celebrities themselves call when they have a party or an event. Celebrity DJ also means the price tag.
Videographer Jarvis Minton strikes a bond with Marlon in 2015 and documents his transition from a DJ promoting brands to ASAP the Mogul as Marlon spins his hustle toward his new nonprofit lifestyle accelerator called Mogul Behavior.
That's where he was branding himself from. Just people thinking that all he was a DJ.
You see what it is, man. Mogul Behavior.
He wanted people to know, like, I'm a businessman. Let's talk about something that's really bringing in the dollar signs.
Marlon also flexes a suddenly strong interest in staying fit.
He started acting funny, like working out all the time, you know?
According to Minton, Marlon works out to impress LaShonda Stemile Conley, a single mother of two from Conway, Arkansas, with a background in insurance adjusting and real estate.
My thing was, I'm gonna make sure he liked me more than I like him.
She was just a gem, man. She had his focus, and I could just always tell that she was gonna be the one for him.
I take her to the club, we talking and everything, and she was like, you know, you gonna fall in love. I'm gonna make you fall in love with me.
Together, they just created like this super power couple. They wanted to be a celebrity couple. When it was time for business, it was time for business. And she was like that stone cold businesswoman that was like, I'm gonna get my money.
If I'm pissed off, you gonna feel it.
Oh, she got a mouth on her.
Now, with Marlon by her side, LaShonda joins him as a lifestyle guru for Mogul Behavior and brings her insurance and real estate skills to the table.
We do financial planning. We help, you know, insurance as far as also real estate and financing, getting help people get homes and different bank financing as well.
Financial wealth and credit. Yeah.
LaShonda and Marlon announced their engagement in October 2018 and go over the top for their photo shoot, capturing the attention of casting agents for Family or Fiancé, a reality TV series on the Oprah Winfrey Network.
We had to go out to California and stay in a beautiful mansion with our family.
So it was about 3 weeks before we got married. Mm-hmm. So we basically had to sit down and just hash everything out.
This weekend was hard.
Despite a bit of primetime drama, on August 9th, 2019, LaShonda and Marlon's lavish wedding ceremony goes off without a hitch. And Culture Map Dallas calls it the party of the decade.
I'm looking for ASAP. Soon as I walk in, all I see is his tux hanging up. And you look on the inside, and the whole inside was just like pictures from the engagement shoot of him and LaShonda on it. And then, like, seeing LaShonda's dress, the sun was shining in off of it and hitting the rhinestones. I'm like, yeah. After the ceremony was done, that's when it really got fun. You had women swinging off of ropes, and then the fireworks went off.
The newlyweds move into a large new home in the expanding affluent Dallas suburb of Prosper, Texas.
Prosper is about 35 miles north of Dallas. Lots of single-family homes, a lot of master-planned communities there.
And with the taste of Hollywood still on their lips, the Moores line up media appearances to promote their upcoming reality TV premiere.
I'm Dre, a.k.a. ASAP the Mogul.
And I am LaShonda, but I go by Lala.
The Moores were D-list celebrities. I heard that 5 or 6 times, and people said it seemed like they were always looking for that next opportunity to become famous.
Especially our episode.
Yeah,
like,
episode, yeah.
It's been really big.
The LaShonda and Dre episode of Family or Fiancé airs on the OWN Network February 1st, 2020. For D-listers who want to make it big, the timing is terrible.
Health experts say it could take weeks or even months to truly flatten the curve.
The world is about to be clobbered by a 1-2 punch.
With millions out of work, what do you do about the bills due tomorrow? On the
first, the COVID-19 pandemic shuts down most of the United States. And then, the shocking murder of George Floyd awakens mass protests against police brutality. and more businesses are boarded up. Times are tough, especially for a young couple whose livelihoods depend on in-person events. Stuck in the burbs, bored and lonely, the Moores come up with a plan. In response to the economic and social pressures of the pandemic, they say they want to bless African Americans with an opportunity tailor-made for Black consumers. They say their new gifting circle will turn a $1,400 investment into more than $11,000 in just weeks. They call it blessings in no time. And word is spreading fast.
What's up, Ben family?
What's up, Ben family?
The moment you've been waiting for is finally here.
That's right.
The Moores sell Ben during virtual recruitment calls as a way to help people in need, to pay for expenses like medical bills and college tuition, using a process called link funding, according to the Bent app website.
One of the main reasons, if not the main reason overall, we started Bent was just to help other people achieve some type of success in their lives, right?
Definitely where all this started.
Bent is app-based, but is really a mashup of new technology and an old idea called a susu.
They have all kinds of names. Blessing circle, blessing loom, saving circles.
A flower circle, a susu circle.
I understand susus in a completely different way.
A susu is an informal savings club with roots in West Africa and the Caribbean. But a money-making format like Bent is a no-no for a susu.
It really wasn't about a profit. It was helping someone get on their feet and then paying it forward to help the next person.
So if I put in 500, I'm getting out 500. It is a way to help each other save.
With their claim that an investment into Bent guarantees fast eightfold returns, the Moores also inject a greedy money-making hook into the susu concept that resonates with people who are looking to make money quickly in the pandemic.
The illegitimate susu is all about recruitment, but they sell it like the real susu. And so you bring in your auntie and your cousin.
Just invite 3 people, y'all. I need everybody go out there and talk to anywhere from 3 to 5 people, right? Go ahead and talk.
It's been full steam ahead since LaShonda and Marlon Moore met in 2017. But things slow down in spring 2020 when the pandemic strikes until the Moores fire up Bent.
Maybe it's a long-term goal, or maybe it's, you know, just getting your kids through school or paying off debt, paying off student loans. I know you guys got a lot of student loans out there.
I still got some student loans, too.
They said that other races get loans, you know, real easily. We tend to struggle as people of color. So this was created to help us.
Benika Tony works far fewer hours at an optometrist practice during the pandemic.
It was a financial disaster going from full-time to less than part-time. It was a struggle.
Any extra income to make ends meet or to save toward her son's education would truly be a blessing.
I was approached by a family member who said, this is a good way to get some real money real fast, and then you can tell other people about it and they'll get money. And so she was like, I'm only telling you this because I actually got my money back. This seemed to be a blessing for Black people.
More than 160 million Americans are waiting for relief checks.
When a small amount of aid arrives from government-issued stimulus checks, Tony joins Bent and hopes to quickly turn her stimulus money into a small fortune.
People were getting their $1,400 or $2,800 or whatever they were owed, and the initial investment was $1,400 with a promise of a return of $11,000.
Bent asks new members to bring in new recruits, but Tony wants to get her own money back first, and spends nearly $3,000 for 2 entry-level fire positions on a Bent playing board, which contains 15 positions and 4 levels, including 8 fires, 4 winds, 2 earths, and 1 water.
You start on the outside of this circle, and then each time you level up, you move up closer to the middle. The middle is the water, and that's when you receive your blessing.
They create these different levels or elements because there's sort of a gaming aspect to it. People love games, and they feel as if they're involved in something sophisticated.
It was definitely intriguing and interesting, and it was kind of fun, you know, for a little while.
When the water is blessed, each position moves up a level. The water position is removed, and the board splits into two, as Marlon explains.
Those boards are going to continue to go and grow, and you guys are going to continue to split those boards. More and more people are going to continue to be blessed out from those boards, right?
Right.
According to the FTC, playing boards like Bint's are part of a common scheme that grows exponentially during times of economic crisis, like the Great Recession and the pandemic.
This is a very confusing and convoluted structure, and that, of course, is no accident. Blessing looms are designed to prey on relationships of trust, and that can be friends and family. It can be communities that you're involved in. It can be the people of your faith that you know from your place of worship.
As the FTC complaint alleges, aside from astounding 800% returns, the Moors are promising a full refund guarantee on any money that members pay into Bint.
That was the main reason why I went ahead and joined in, because that's what they were telling us. You could request a refund at any time.
One of the things about Bint is that you guarantee your money back. Red flag right there.
Michelle Singletary is a personal finance columnist at the Washington Post and says she spots one red flag after another when she hears about Bint.
There's no investment that's a guarantee. None.
They appear to sheep, see, striving to maintain while battling with Goliath unseen that has.
With theaters shuttered due to COVID-19, spoken word activist Lauren D. Armour can't book any gigs in Chicago.
I pretty much had to survive off of what I had in my savings until I can find some other type of work to stay afloat while still going to school online.
Armour hears about Bint from her aunt and invests $1,425.
I have somewhere where I want to be. So if I can find something I can invest in and get return on, then I can do whatever is in my plan. You know, not just for myself, but I was thinking about my mother. I was thinking about my dad and my brother, who's really sick. And they were struggling financially.
We wanted to be able to help people, help other people, you know, just become better in their finances.
They seemed sincere. They were passionate about creating a movement, causing change within the Black community, with bringing us together.
It's crazy when a suddenly comes tapping at your window.
To spread the word that a $1,400 Bint investment guarantees a quick return of $11,000, LaShonda and Marlon Moore harness the reach of the internet.
You go ahead and tell them.
Hosting Bint video meetings while continuing to push for more recruitment.
Everybody watching this right now, let's say 1226, is that what the number is right now? You just invited three people. That's 3678.
And while the videos are intended for their private community, they will soon become very public on a website created by whistleblowers called Bint Scam Refund Demand, and later used against them in cases brought by the FTC and two state attorneys general. According to the two civil lawsuits, thousands of new members joined Bint in a matter of months from all across the country.
Yes, Papa.
Papa.
Grandma's here too.
Jennifer and Charles Ferguson have been married more than 40 years and would like to pay off their home and boost their retirement.
A friend of mine told me that her niece was in this all-Black group, and one of the ministers had someone that had gone through two or three times and received their full $11,000 back. This is an answer to my prayers.
The Fergusons could use a helping hand while Jennifer recovers from three strokes and two heart attacks.
She had fell at the church.
I had traumatic brain injury, and I also had vertigo.
She was having problems with memory loss.
Jennifer Ferguson invests more than $4,200 in Bint for herself, Charles and her younger brother. And while she does not receive any returns, with no limits on how many times Bent members can invest, Jennifer puts more money in, selling cryptocurrency and dipping into the Fergusons' life savings to increase the odds of blessing out.
I just went in head first, and my brain wasn't thinking right.
Everybody said it was too good to be true. I was just apprehensive about the whole thing.
Charles says he watches the Moore's Bent presentations and senses something is amiss.
Marlon was a DJ. They can hype up a crowd. So I figured he was just talking to get people to join.
Mic check, mic check.
Then one time he said he was God-fearing.
We are two God-fearing individuals.
LaShonda and Marlon Moore take their religious rhetoric to a whole new level when they announce a book of Bent laws called the Bent Bible.
It's really simple information, but maybe for some of you that need clarity on the policies and procedures.
The Bent Bible was just their rules and regulations, this digital book that they created.
According to the Bent Bible, all Bent members must be African American, with no exceptions. And members cannot post anything Bent-related on social media, or they could lose their money.
Everything's on social media. And if you want more people to join, then you spread it, right? Well, we weren't allowed to do that. That was one of the Bible rules for Bent.
Ironically, they do want you to bring people in because that's the only way it keeps going. So don't post on social media, but definitely tell your friends and family about it.
We want to keep it secret because it's supposed to be sacred.
But a good investment, a legitimate investment, is not secret.
Bent merges its Band app website with a third-party board management software app called ConnectMe, a service that requires a new $85 monthly fee for members.
I thought the app was pretty cool at first, but they didn't say it was going to be $85 a month per person.
According to Michelle Singletary, the ConnectMe fees are a sign that Bent recruitment is drying up.
They may have you pay them to have a website, $85, $100, because at some point, things slow down. You can't recruit as many people, so they're just figuring out ways to bring in more money.
The Moores shrug off doubts about the monthly fees and tell members that ConnectMe is worth every penny.
As soon as everybody hear about this $85, it's going to be a problem.
Think about it, y'all. $85 for all of this ain't nothing.
People went along with it, me included. If you cut off ConnectMe, then you can't access your board. You can't access any communication with the people running the show. And therefore, if you were not paying your $85 fee per month for the app, you were kicked out.
For a short time, Bent members can view everyone's playing boards in ConnectMe, including the people in charge, like Bent administrators and the Moores themselves, which they later defend in a video call.
My family and friends have been blessed, but I still got a lot of family and friends who are pissed off at me and pissed off at him.
Right.
And they haven't been blessed. And there are thousands of people that...
You could see that they personally were on several boards. You could see that they were in the water. You could see their family members were in the water, about to receive payouts.
There was some screenshots of what LaShonda made, and just from the amount of boards she closed out, it added up to $2 million just for her.
Taking a page out of their mogul behavior playbook, LaShonda and Marlon appear to reframe their pitch to tap into much deeper themes and say ConnectMe will offer e-courses to help achieve financial freedom and generational wealth.
It felt like, oh, okay, these people are here not just for this blessing, but to teach us how to keep it going and to pass it down.
This is your opportunity to build wealth for you and your children and your children's children. Well, who isn't gonna say yeah on that message? And that's how they get you.
Happy birthday, baby, because that's the reason why we do
LaShonda and Marlon Moore reach new heights with blessings in no time. and for Marlon's birthday, they go skydiving in California to take it up a notch.
How many feet?
13,000.
But as the Moors fly their fun too close to the sun,
how fast you said we're going?
180 miles.
They better look out below, because most band members have not been blessed out, and they're losing faith in the Moors.
They were not quiet about using their blessings to live a lavish lifestyle, and at that point, people were already asking for refunds.
The Moors are active on social media and have more than 100,000 followers between them, just on Instagram alone.
Celebrate love in the air.
Something in the air.
Imagine how frustrating that would be to see that content on social media while you're losing life savings. And then for LaShonda's birthday, they had a very luxurious birthday party at the Jewel in downtown Dallas.
And while Marlon gives band members a round of applause.
Give it up for yourself. Give it up for yourself, man. $33 million circulated within the last 4 months.
Desperation boils over for band members still waiting to be blessed. Some hit the panic button and exercise the Moors' guarantee of issuing full refunds.
I hadn't received any of the blessings back. Here it was 3, 4, 5 months later.
I actually tried to contact the person I blessed to say, hey, you think you can give like half of that back?
I actually requested a refund.
They kept guaranteeing that everything would be fine.
We're still going to give you a refund, but it's going to take a little bit longer. So in that time that you guys are waiting, you might as well just get your water spot.
But Lauren D. Armour has waited long enough and bows out of Bent empty-handed.
I just threw my hands up and said, you know what? You can keep the little money.
The Fergusons are also on edge and seem to be going around in circles on their Bent boards.
I saw my name, it'll go up, but then it'll come back down. It just stayed going around. It never went toward the center to the payout.
I started to ask questions. Why don't we ever make it to the water?
But the Moors appear to be getting overwhelmed by a membership base LaShonda says grows to an army of more than 8,000 strong.
Can you imagine having a community of 8,000 and 10% of 8,000, which would be 800 people, coming at you crazy?
I took it to LaShonda. She would start nice.
We are working as quickly as we can on those refunds. And
but when I would challenge her, then she wasn't as nice.
Y'all are not going to always see nice Shonda.
Once people started complaining, she started getting a little defensive.
Why is it taking so long? If I got to be honest, it's because of y'all.
You'll actually see in some of the later workshops, you're not bringing in enough people. And so when that money starts to slow down, that's a sign that it's about to collapse.
And those of you that are hiding behind names on this Zoom where it's not your real name, be very, very thankful that we don't know who you are. And if we find out, you will be removed without a refund.
Choked with bent refund requests, LaShonda and Marlon try to clear the air in a video that the FTC includes in its complaint.
I just need to know that everybody that's in this group trusts us. Let's say 25% of this group decides to leave right now, that's 2,000 people. I'm gonna stand 10 toes down and say, we're gonna give all those people their refunds, we're gonna do right by those people, and the ball is gonna keep rolling.
As 2020 fades, the Moors give Bent a total makeover and announce a full reset.
The restart means that we are condensing what you have for you to break even.
I would only receive 700 and another 700.
People were only going to get half the money.
LaShonda and Marlon ask members to branch off into smaller subgroups and also try to split or merge together newly designed fusion boards, which cause a lot of confusion.
When you're in that blessing position, you're going to send 700 to the testimony, which is the wind. I'm sorry, the testimony, which is the water.
See, now he messed
up. No, because you messed. Let me talk.
People were just frustrated and so confused.
But the Moores reassure members that Bent is running smoothly and name-drop celebrities and government officials they say are allegedly part of the Bent community, according to the FTC.
They did mention a couple of big celebrities. They were like, oh, there's people in the Pentagon, there's people in the IRS. It's not a scam. So it really felt legit.
The people from the DA had joined it. The RS said it was good. The seniors, they just followed along with him because they was a young couple. They was up and coming.
They call it affinity fraud as well, right? There's some affinity. The couple was on a reality show on the Oprah Network. We love Oprah. She wouldn't put anybody on her show that's not legit. Knowingly.
The Moores also seem to inadvertently spill the beans about their motivations.
Guys, we are fine. This group isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Me and my husband have the potential to make way too much money being in this group.
They're doing things that are not right. And the moment you feel that in your gut, I think at some level when people in this con, there's a point at which they go, ugh. When you feel that, yep, get out, it's con.
Get out now!
Hi, I'm Ben. I suffer from a condition called writer's block. It strikes when I'm at work. That's why I choose Canva Magic Write. It works fast, generating texts in seconds, thanks to AI.
Common side effects include increased productivity, compliments from coworkers, feelings of satisfaction.
Now I can say bye-bye to writer's block.
Ask your boss if Canva Magic Write is right for you at canva.com, designed for work. Canva.
It's been six tumultuous months since LaShonda and Marlon Moore founded Bint. And with no end of the pandemic in sight, the Moores get into the holiday spirit and host an online Bintmas party.
Congratulations, congratulations. Fanny just won an Apple Watch.
Meanwhile, Monika Tony has the holiday blues from her Bint investment and requests multiple refunds through ConnectMe. But here's crickets.
The third time that I went to request a refund, I could not. There was no place for you to request a refund. So then I started calling, but those calls went unanswered, of course.
Members can no longer apply for a refund because LaShonda and Marlon say they have removed the online request form.
We had a refund list, and before that refund list got too long, we wanted to say, hey, let's go ahead and shut it down.
The Moores drop another bomb and say they cannot afford to honor their Bint refund guarantee, according to a video included in the FTC complaint.
I'm just going to go ahead and say it. We do not have it financially to refund everybody in this community, even if we wanted to.
So with this complaint from Ms. Tony, you'll see here that her losses, she's alleging, are $2,850.
$3,000 is a lot of money. I'm not rich. You know, I work every day.
Tony files complaints about Bint with the Texas Attorney General, the FTC, and the Better Business Bureau.
There was a common thread in the complaints. People may have had some extra money in their pocket as a result of the stimulus checks. They had given a certain amount of money towards the investment in anticipation of receiving eight times their investment, where the consumers trusted the investment simply because they were going to have the opportunity to have their money refunded.
And while the BBB has no law enforcement authority, they hold monthly task force meetings with consumer protection agencies that do.
When the Better Business Bureau first presented the information at a North Texas Task Force meeting was in February when we saw the spike in complaints.
Attendees at the task force meetings include the Texas Attorney General's office and the Federal Trade Commission.
Playing boards, they're all pretty similar. There's four concentric circles.
Reed Tepfer is a lead attorney for the FTC in the federal case against Bint and the Moores. Despite the shape of Bint's playing boards, Tepfer spots what the FTC alleges is a familiar fraud hidden at the core of Blessings in No Time.
When you're looking at playing boards, it's not in the shape of a pyramid. It's not immediately clear to you that this is a pyramid scheme. The people on the second level are recruiting members to the outside level who are making payments to the person in the center. And it continues indefinitely, and the number of recruits that you need is exponential. And so that is what makes it a pyramid scheme, the fact that it's dependent on recruiting.
There's Ponzi schemes and pyramid schemes. They're very similar, they're kissing cousins. But it really is all about new money paying old money. And really what you're getting is money from new people they recruit in.
The FTC notes in its complaint that the Moors were also part of another illegal blessing circle scheme prior to Bint.
And the group that we left, they've subdivided, I think, 3 or 4 times.
And they've been going since like 2014.
Yeah, they've been going since 2014. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the tricks and trades we are learning.
Scammers do learn from each other. People see this scam is bringing in a lot of money, and so you may see copycat schemes, and that's sort of the nature of how these sometimes work.
In traditional pyramid schemes, investors on top get paid by recruits down below. But in a chain referral blessing loom like Bint, it's the investor in the center who gets blessed out.
One of the most insidious scams is when they use religion. You can be blessed.
That gets you to lower your trust a little bit more because it's good to be a blessing. It's good to give a blessing. So you don't think anything bad when you think of blessings.
It's a Tupperware party, and it's really fun.
Ben also has no products for members to sell, unlike Amway, Mary Kay, and other multi-level marketing companies the FTC says are legal.
A real MLM will pay you for selling products, and they're not requiring that you recruit new members to the scheme.
Thanks to technology, Bint members never have to leave the house to invest or recruit.
It used to be folks would meet in the living room. They would make their pitch there. They might make their pitch door to door. And so there's a lot of legwork involved.
Because of Zoom and the ability to reach people out of state, they can have these conferences, these meetings on Zoom with people all over the country.
Welcome to the Canva guided meditation for stress at work. Impending deadline? Generate Canva presentations in seconds.
So fast.
Brainstorm got too big? Ooh. Summarize with AI in a click. Click. Writer's block? Release. With Canva Magic Write.
Magical.
Stress less and save time at canva.com. Designed for work.
Canva.
LaShonda and Marlon Moore showed up at the Collin County Courthouse with security by their side.
I think the truth will come to light.
On June 15, 2021, the Texas Attorney General announces civil charges against Bint LLC and its co-founders, LaShonda and Marlon Moore, for operating an illegal pyramid scheme called Blessings in No Time. 2 days later,
the FTC with the state of Arkansas has filed a federal action alleging violations of Section 5 of the FTC Act and the Consumer Review Fairness Act.
The civil lawsuits halt Bint's operations and allege the Moors scammed tens of millions of dollars from thousands of African Americans and capitalized on financial hardships during the pandemic.
At the outset of the pandemic, there was a noticeable uptick in pyramid activity and related complaints that the FTC received. This is a time when folks may have been laid off, they may have lost income, and may be more susceptible to fraudulent money-making opportunities.
Between the FTC's joint case with Arkansas and the Texas lawsuit, LaShonda and Marlon Moore have denied a total of 12 civil charges against them, including an FTC violation for threatening members who post on social media about Bint. Both cases say any money accumulated by Bint is ill-gotten gains that should be returned to the victims.
The goal is always to get the money back to consumers. But with that said, seldom can the FTC make consumers whole after fraud.
It's rare.
John, Kendra, Ron, Stu.
There was no limit to how much money you could put in, so that's why people were not just losing $1,400, they were losing up to $60,000. So I wanted to tell their story.
Business reporter Natalie Walters fields one tragic tale after another from bent victims for the Dallas Morning News, including the Fergusons.
I ended up spending $34,000 just on boards. That didn't count the $85 a month Connect Me fees.
They put in their savings of $34,000. They're the ones who needed justice.
I just wanted to sink into the ground.
I was angry. And all the older people who got their money taken and didn't know how to get it back.
In September 2022, the Moores issue a response to a deposition notice in the joint FTC and Arkansas case and say they cannot afford third-party representation because together they have less than $25,000 and more than $540,000 in debt.
Maybe the perpetrators don't have any money, so they're changing attorneys, which has happened in this case. And so there's delay after delay.
In the Texas case, a civil judgment against the Moores could lead to criminal charges and time behind bars.
Our AG wants to prosecute them to the full extent of the law here in Texas. And if you operate a pyramid scheme, you can face up to 2 years in state jail and a fine of $10,000.
I remember LaShonda making a comment, and she says,
"So when I look at boards, I don't see boards, I see sales."
That's exactly where I'm hoping she goes. Into some cells for a long, long time.
What was thought in no time would be a blessing turned into a nightmare for many.
Just what an evil couple to do such a thing at such a time.
LaShonda and Marlon Moore declined to speak with American Greed. Combined, Texas and Arkansas are seeking monetary relief for more than $1 million in civil penalties and fees and restitution for victims. The Moores are awaiting trial on 12 civil counts and contend they did not receive tens of millions of dollars from Bint, according to the FTC. Stay tuned to American Greed for more updates.
Thanks for listening to the American Greed podcast, presented by CNBC. I'm Stacey Keach.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.